Paradise Valley Sanitarium, Early History. 1907. The sanitarium at Paradise Valley is now in every way fitted to receive and care for the sick and suffering. This building originally cost $25,000. This was for the main building alone. In addition to this, there was a barn and a cottage for the occupancy of the physician. When we first looked at the building, it had not been occupied for 15 years and was then being offered for sale at a sum far below its original cost. It was supposed that there would be a scarcity of water at this place, but light was given me that water would be found if the workers would persist in digging deep. The laborers were set to work, and after digging many feet deep, a fine stream of water was found. The property was offered to us for $5,000, and it was purchased for sanitarium purposes. After the purchase was made, more means had to be expended in making the place suitable for a sanitarium. Bath and treatment rooms had to be added and other fixtures put in. This expenditure left the institution in debt. Sister Gotzian acted a noble and unselfish part in investing means to set the sanitarium in working order. I also invested means for this purpose, but I now need this money in order to publish the books that should come before the people. I ask our people not only in Southern California, but in other places, to help in lifting the debt that now rests on the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. While we were fitting up the buildings and were still unprepared to take patients, a lady came for treatment. We gave her treatment, but told her that we were not prepared to receive patients and advised her to leave and come later when we could give her proper care and attention. But she said, "I feel that I am improving in this climate, and I want to stay here. I will not go unless you drive me away." And so she stayed on, putting up with the inconvenience. We now have as physician, at Paradise Valley, Dr. Cummings, and as matron his wife, who is a capable, intelligent worker. We do not want these workers to become discouraged by reason of a heavy debt. Great care was exercised in the furnishing of the sanitarium that there should not be any unnecessary outlay of means, and by taking advantage of the opportunities that presented themselves, we were able to furnish the sanitarium suitably at greatly reduced prices. About that time, Brother Palmer went to San Diego on account of his health, and he, with others, took advantage of several excellent opportunities to secure good furniture at low prices. Men of means would come to San Diego for a few months for rest and recuperation, and would sometimes furnish themselves homes for the time they remained there. Then when they left, they would sell off their household goods at greatly reduced prices. By attending these sales, Brother Palmer was able to secure the best of carpeting and good furniture for a nominal sum. Everything now is in good condition, and there is no reason why, with the blessing of God, the Paradise Valley Sanitarium should not prosper and accomplish a good work for the suffering. Now, I trust that there are those who will feel it a privilege to come forward and donate of their means for the furtherance of this work. Some in Southern California have been blessed as they have taken hold and borne responsibilities in this matter. Some have been obliged to call back the means they invested when the enterprise first started. Now I call on our brethren and sisters to help this institution. It is young yet and has not learned to walk alone. Encourage the workers there by your interest and your gifts. We want to keep Dr. Cummings and his wife in the institution, for they understand the work and how to carry it. But they must have means if they are to carry the work successfully. I now call upon those who have money in lands or in banks to come forward and relieve the pressure. We ask you to do this in the name of the Lord, and we will thank His name for every appropriation that is made, and we will thank the givers whose hearts have responded to the needs of His work. There is a large work to be done in missionary lines in San Diego. The new settlements that are growing up about Paradise Valley will be a missionary field for the labors of the workers there. We ask you not to wait, for we need your help now. This part of the world needs all the light that can be given it. It is in darkness as verily as is any portion of the Lord's vineyard. I must now lay down my pen to extinguish my light. I have been unable to sleep since 1 o'clock. It is now daylight. A burden is resting upon me that I have felt for months in regard to the necessities of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium.